We're talking about the history and hipstery, and Ellen Cohen, whose mother, this is the month of both, is coming and is going, is that right?
Yes, it is.
The coming and going, it's also the green. I remember when Ellen was, as I said, a little backstory, as I said before, Ellen was kind of the poet of the summer of love in many different real ways, and was also the editor of the Haight-Ashbury Oracle, which you can find online, I'm sure, these days.
Oh, yes, you can.
How do you do that?
To find the Oracle online? Yeah, actually, we're about to be putting the entire Oracle, through. You could get it through books. What is that called when you order a book?
Amazon.
Amazon. We've been working on that along with the republishing of his birth book that he did, The Child Birth is Ecstasy. So within the next few months, you actually are going to be able to purchase issues of the Oracle.
Well, because I want to continue to invite you to come, or you can even call on our new line, and because we're going to be every week leading up to, I think next week is Earth Day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And what was the day? What was Ellen's birthday?
His birthday was April 23rd.
And what day did he leave us?
April 29th, 2004.
2004, gone to the sky, the spirit world, the other side of the camp, as I said.
Yes.
And Nicole is here, Nicole Savage.
Yes.
Nicole.
I'm very happy to be here.
Well, so Valve, you're going to be learning something about that back then, and it's still going on today. So why don't you, let's kick this, we have a bunch of poems of Ellen's.
Yes.
And so let's take turns, pass a poem to, let's read some of Ellen's poetry, but I want to kick it off. Is that okay, Nicole?
Yeah, that's great.
With your poem?
Oh, yes,
certainly. Okay, so Nicole had come to the open mic, which we do every second Wednesday up at the Haight, I said, come on down, and then I heard this, I talked to Anne, and so here we are together at last.
Yes.
And to quote Dan De Prima, who is part and parcel of this time and is still going on, all power to the imagination. What was the situation? She said, the imagination is the only real, anyway, but... Dandy Prima, who's going to be doing the first poem at Poems Under the Dome that's coming up again.
Great.
And that's going to be the 27th of April, the last week of National Poetry Month. So you got a special invitation to come by, Anne, and be part of it. And we'll read. I think last year we did. Didn't we kick it off with some?
Yes, we did.
Well, and we're going to do that again.
Oh, wonderful.
I'll make sure, because I'll be your host once again. It's my sixth annual.
Thank you.
And Anne, do you have a poem? We're having about a cycle of reading Ellen Cohen poems, and so Anne.
Ellen, on his birthday, often would have a very large party at a restaurant or so. This one was for his April 23rd, 1985. I was going to let it go by and forget about it and not tell anyone. Does a leaf announce its birthday? And have leafy, twiggy party? Do the roots and the trunks send gifts of sweet sap? But then I began to be haunted by this tendency towards hermitage, the pull of that magnetic darkness, that solitude and death have more answers than life, and probably once more over the hurdle, less pain and less disappointment. But there's a safe sweetness in being in love only with yourself. I knew then that I needed to be with you, my friend. For life and love and risk of it is the dangerous element we are so thoroughly immersed in. What we are converged in. And together, building more and more harmonies, we make forays in the mysteries. So this is why I brought you together tonight for dinner at the Grand Piano, thus to honor the Haight-Ashbury and the dangerous dream that became a reality here, and to reaffirm to you my love and faithfulness with the hope that they may grow. Perhaps the flower does announce its birthday and calls the bees and the hummingbirds to its pollen. I offer to you this gift of a sea, this sand dollar I found today on the low tide at Ocean Beach. Its flower called to me as I walked against the cold wind, wondering.
A little bit since we're doing this hipstery. Hey, guys, doing this hipstery, I want to describe the grand piano was where we all hung out. You ever there?
No.
It was our living room. It was and they had a grand piano. It was a big coffee shop where the Westland or Wildland, that clothing shop, is now, right on Haight Street. And Pablo Heising, who's now gone to the sky, had a poetry series there. Every week throughout the month. And I did one, the first open mic, Blabbermouth. The return of the open mic, it was a reunion for Blabbermouth Night, which was the first open mic back in 1957 that I ever attended at the place on Grant Avenue back in 1957. We're dancing around with this, but it's pretty funny, and a guy named Lyle Tollefson, who's gone to the sky, had this idea in which everybody would have 5 minutes to get up there and whoever can do whatever they want. It was called Blabbermouth Night, whatever they wanted to do. We hadn't focused on poetry by spoken word. That word was many years away. And at the place on Grant Avenue, the place was the grand piano of the Beats, kind of, because we all hung out there. And Richard Brautigan was there. Bob Kaufman was there. And this is 1957. And I just happen to have a poem here. The funeral of Bob Kaufman, which was in the 80s, early 80s, and I was there in North Beach, and this is and this is called The Funeral of Bob Kaufman at the Café Touriste. 100 poets converge with his family. That was his brother and his sisters, Bob Kaufman. His brother, his family, friends, and the press. The corner of Vallejo and Grant, a Dixieland band begins to play. The parade through North Beach begins. Across Columbus and Broadway in the footsteps of the martyred poet, through the stations of his cross, stopping first at City Lights, the poet's own poems are read, and the poems he loved, and some original poems. The next station, Vesuvio's, where he was 86 many times, He was not allowed in. He was too much of a wild man back there in 1957, when he was, and later, in fact, for many years, he could not. The next station, Vesuvio's, which is kind of like a mixture of tourist and beat play, the band playing, the poets reading, then across Columbus to Specs, and then to the saloon. These stations where the poet drank and was 86. 86 means that you can't come back. You're 86. This means you're out of here, and you can't come back until your behavior improves, or until sometimes permanently. And it comes from 420 comes from from L.A. Police Talk for Marijuana in Progress. I hear 86 comes from an old menu code for just give him a glass of water. Then up Grand Avenue to Washington Square Park, the final station, where the poet laid in the sun, and we drank wine. I was there in 1957, and we drank wine with some of the more wild, the wild side of the Beat Generation, right there around that busk of Benjamin Franklin, isn't it? Washington Square, do I have that right? The band playing, the poems roar on. We drive to the marina. With three boats wait, the Electra for the family and close friends, and the Bel Canto for photographers and press, and the Wet Willie for the Peace Navy. More Dixieland music and the last poems. We board the boats. The sun is shining through a few rain clouds that sprinkle the poet's ancient rain on us all. We go off on a smooth ride, just off Aquatic Park Pier. The boats make a circle. That's where I was. I was there. I'm there in my mind. Look, it was 1983 or 84, right when he passed. And the white ashes are shaken from the golden urn into the choppy gray bay. we throw yellow daffodils into the water, and a copy of the Silver Anniversary Beatitude. Beatitude was the house organ of the Bread and Wine Mission. The Bread and Wine Mission, which was the Bread and Wine Mission Beatitude. The humble will shall inherit the earth, and the Beatitudes love one another. Of the Silver Anniversary Beatitude. And the flower, which came out, started in 1958-59. The flowers and the ashes and the book float on the surface. Kay Jaggers is playing Charlie Parker in memory of the dead poet who wrote like bird played. The boats return to the dock. The poets are hugging each other. The ancient rain is falling light like snowflakes. As we drive back to North Beach, a short, wide rainbow slips like a hand. An ancient rain was. I'm going to see whether I can find any Kaufman. We'll read some Kaufman too on YouTube. Maybe we could do. I mean, on the Google Bob Kaufman. I know it's there. I'd love to read something from his Ancient Rain. So if you can find something, we'll do that. So our plate is full. Spring is sprung.
Yes.
And so here we are, and here we be. So take us out with a poem, will you, Sister Ann?
Yes, I will. Cole Street Saint. Walking down Cole Street any sunny day, nobody knows for how long, you can see, if your eyes are open, Charlie, the Cole Street Saint, usually hanging in on a bench stoop or rolling down the street towards the ice cream parlor or waddling up the street towards the Zen Bakery. He looks like Humpty Dumpty, hastily put back together again. But if you're addicted to appearances, you might see what is rudely called a mongoloid idiot, and feel a twinge of pity and walk away into the obsession of your own darkness. But if you walk right up to Charlie, he'll light you up like a candle in a dark room. He will pierce your street armor and you will be a naked child again. Red face, smiling, tongue hanging out, he will take your hand and throw his arms around you as if you were his prodigal son returning. He will press you firmly against his body. And if you close your eyes, try it, you will be immersed in the glow of selfless love. Then he will ask you for a quarter for ice cream or a cupcake. And when you give it to him, he will bubble and bounce with joy. He will hug you again until there is enough sunlight within you to melt the most frozen heart. Charlie is the cheapest saint in town, and he's accessible to all, dispensing innocence in his sidewalk flock. But be discreet. There's a fragility to your goodness. And Charlie will be your friend. And you will be close to the heart of life. Peace.